Mesechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin, 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vavon Beis at the new Mishnah, and previously the Mishnah spoke about Ilu Hinan and Skolin and Ilu Hinan and Sofin, and now the Mishnah continues the Ilu Hinan and Rogin, and these are the ones that are Chayiv Sayif, which is beheading, and the Mishnah tells us there are two examples, Haritzeach the Anshi Eirin Dachas, if someone kills someone, and also the people of Eirin Dachas, and we know that her tells us in Pashas Mishpatim, Maka Ishva Meis Moisumas, and therefore we see it is a chiyuv misa for someone that kills someone, and we already saw in the Gemara and Dafnun Beis and Beis as to how we know that this misa refers to Saif. And regarding the chiyuv misa of Saif for an Eirin Dachas, we already spoke about the chilut between a yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah on Dafnun Gimel Min Aleph, that although a yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah is chayiv skila, but an Eirin Dachas would be chayiv Saif. And the Mishnah continues and discusses dinim of Ritzicha, Ritzach Shehikas Re'il Be'evan Oyu Ba'azel, if Ritzach kills someone by hitting him with a stone or with iron, or the chavishal of l'teicha mayim l'teicha ar ve'in yechol alis mishamu meis. Reuven held Shimon down in water or in a fire, and Shimon can't escape, and Shimon dies. Then all these cases chayiv, Reuven would be chayiv. However, the Mishnah continues, dach v'l'teicha mayim l'teicha ar ve'yechol alis mishamu meis pata, that if Reuven pushes Shimon into water or into a fire, and a normal person could have escaped, or even Shimon could have escaped in this scenario, but something then happened that Shimon couldn't escape, then Reuven would be Pata, and although certainly Reuven is Pata b'dini Adam, but certainly as the Rambam tells us, that Reuven is considered Ritzach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take vengeance, and the Mishnah continues, Shisabayis HaKelev, Shisabayis HaNachash Pata, that if Reuven incites a dog or a snake against Shimon, and the dog or snake kills Shimon, then Reuven will be Pata. However, Hishach Bayis HaNachash, Rabbi Huda Mechayi V'Chom Patron, if Reuven directly places a snake onto Shimon, and the snake bites Shimon, and therefore Shimon dies, so Rabbi Huda holds that Shimon is chayiv misa, and Chum say that he's part of b'dini Adam. And the Gemara and Daf Ayin Chesam Aleph will discuss the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. And Ayin Rashi Hishich Ya'achaz is a nachash biyadoi voylichoi v'giyah shinei nachash biyadoi shel chaveroi. And Ayin the Pirush Mishnayis Rambam that the Rambam states Shisabai hu shiyimrez loisel b'chay biyad oy bekol v'yashli tu olav v'hishich hu shiyiftach pi oisel nachash v'yad b'kshina begufoi Ayin. And before we begin the Gemara, let us read Psukim and Pashas Masei, and the Pasuk states, V'im b'kli bazli ko v'yomais ritzeachu, m'yisumas haritzeach, V'im b'eben yod ashe yomis bahi ko v'yomais ritzeachu, m'yisumas haritzeach, Oy b'kli eitz yod ashe yomis bahi ko v'yomais ritzeachu, m'yisumas haritzeach. And when the Torah speaks about various murder weapons, when the Torah mentions stone and it mentions a wood kli, the Torah states eben yad and kli eitz yod. However, when it speaks about iron, the Torah doesn't say the word yod, and it also doesn't use the lashon ashi yomis ba, and it just states simply v'im b'kli bazli ko v'yomis reitzeachu. Therefore, am Shmuel. So Shmuel states v'pnei ma'aloi nemar yad b'bazel. That why doesn't Torah specify the word yad when it speaks about iron? Shabazel meimis b'kolshu, as iron will kill someone even if it's a very small piece of iron. And really, there are two points that Shmuel is making. That number one, when it comes to any other type of material, then there's actual shear as to the size of the murder weapon, and as Rashi states, "Leinema yad bebazel k'moshe nema be'evin yad bichli eitz yad mashma sheyesh ba maloy achiza to be in a shiura." However, Zok Rashi in regard to iron, habazel may misbekolshu al yedei tchiva she'teichav le'machat beveshet oibelibay, that if someone takes a needle or a pin and stabs it into someone's trachea or to his heart, that he will die, and therefore the Torah did not mention the word yad. The Gemara continues, "Tali nami hochi," and similarly we learned to the brisa, Rabbi Oimer Golav Yadu. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a piece of iron or metal could kill even Mikolshu, and therefore the Torah did not give a shear for Basil, however this is only where it's going to pierce someone, and you're using the point of the metal in order to kill someone. However, as Rashi points out, but certainly if you use a piece of metal but you're not using the sharp point of the metal, then this certainly requirement for a shear, and it has to be large enough that in a normal situation it would kill someone. And Ayin Taisis Dima Maschel Shabazel Memis Bekoshu Perish Bekuntra Shetechloi Macha Beveshet Oibelibai Vekoshet Dim Kain Afilu Kaitz Nami, that if this is the point of the Gemara, then L'chir the same would apply to a thorn, and even if it's Kli Eitz, there should be no requirement to have a shear. And therefore Taisis says El Nir Meshum De Orim Perik Rabbelezer De Milo Perik Behem Makashu Va'Oral De Basel Mizrzarif Ayin Shum. And Ayin Yad Ramad, that explains the shear of Evan Yad, the mashma Evan Shiuchal Lechas Boy via Cowboy Kashihi Biodai, Shinimtsa Mixasa Biodai, Umixasa Bailet Michutz, Veloshanaka Hoki Mashmo, Vim Hoysik Tanama Oid in Mispa, Shwe in Bailet Mimena or Dov Muat Shim by Shemisa, Avla Basil, a filo in Bailet Himena or Koshu Yesh by Shemisa, Lefikach Lay Nema Bayad, Shwe Yachal Notse Bibisore, Bulayahiza, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, the Kavish Lovel Techamayim, and the Mishnah taught us that if someone holds someone down in water or in fire, and therefore he can't escape and he dies, then he would be chayiv. However, if he pushes him to water or into fire, and he's yachal alis misham, and he dies, then he would be potter. And the Gemara explains, Reisha Ravusa Kamashmon, Vesefer Ravusa Kamashmon, that is a chiddush in the Reisha and a chiddush in the Sefer. And the Gemara explains, Reisha Ravusa Kamashmon, Afa Gav Dlaiv Yud Dechafoy, Kivin Ein Yachal alis misham, and me is chayiv, that even if Reuven is not the one that pushed Shimon into the fire or into the water, but since Reuven is now holding Shimon back from getting out of the water or out of the fire, therefore Reuven will be chayiv. And Ayin Rashi El Shenafel Me'atzmoi, that Shimon fell into the water or fire by himself. Ubozev the Kavish Lovely Nosnul Harm Reishoi. And the Gemara continues Sefer Avusa Kamashmon Af Gavda Dechafoi Kivin Yachal Alus Mishamu Me'is Pato, that even though Reuven was the one that pushed Shimon into the water or fire, but since a normal person could have gotten out of the water or out of the fire, then Reuven will be potter. And as Rashi states, Shiach Lalus Misham Adam Acha Kiyetz Bezeh Vishar Garmaloi Potter Hadeichev Deloy Ovid Shir Misa. The Gemara now continues, Kavish Minolon, that how do we know that just because Reuven held Shimon back and didn't allow him to get him out of the water or out of the fire, that he'll be chayiv, if Lemaisa Reuven didn't push him into the water and he didn't push him into the fire? And Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explains, the Amar Kra, as the Pasuk and Pasha's Masay states, and since the Torah could have stated in Be'eva and instead stated Oy Be'eva, therefore the Torah teaches us that we should marba that Reuven would also be Chai Misa, even though he didn't create the actual problem and the actual situation, but since he prevented Shimon from getting out of that situation and he held him back from getting out of the water or out of the fire, then Reuven would be Chai Misa Bidei Adam and would be Chai Saif. He is considered a Reitzeach. The Gemara continues that we just stated that a person would be chayiv for being mitzamtzem, but this was only stated regarding Ritzicha. And the Gemara continues and discusses what the din would be in a case where someone was mitzamtzem and was mazik someone's mammon. And the Gemara tells us that Reuven tied up the animals of Shimon in the sunlight and it was very hot, and Shimon's animal died. And his machlek is between Ravina and Rav Acha Barav, as Ravina mechayiv and Rav Acha Barav Potar. And the Gemara now explains Ravina Mechayev Kavu Chaymer and Ravina Mechayev based on a Kavu Chaymer, Umar Ritzech, Shle also by Shay Kamezev or Innis Kurats and Chayev by Simitzamtsim, that Madoch, where someone kills someone, with the Torah is Mechayev between someone that kills someone by Shay and someone that kills someone by Mezid, or someone that kills someone by Innis or Buratzin, and even so, the Torah is Mechayev and Mitzamtsim, and we continue on that Ayin Zayim and Aleph, so the Zokin Shay also by Shay Kamezev or Innis Kurratzin, Ain Adin Shay Chayev by Simitzamtsim. So certainly B'negei Hezek, where we know there's a concept of Adamu La'ilam, and therefore there's no chiluk if a person is mazik someone b'shoigig or b'mezid, or if he's mazik someone b'ines or b'ratzain, and in all cases he will be chayiv. So certainly he will be chayiv in a case of mitzamtzeim where Reuven did this act b'mezid, although it wasn't mamish b'yadayim, and there was some sort of grum involved, and certainly he should be chayiv in this case. And keep in mind that although generally we have a klal that ain't ein shmin adin, however this concept doesn't apply in a case of Mammonis, as Taisus in Masechet Bava Kama on Daf Beis Amud Aleph points out, and Ayin and Tap Rashi on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Nizokin Osu Boinis Kerotan, Hecha Da'ov B'Yadayim, Vafilu Yoshin, Kedi Alf Bava Kama, Petzah Tachas Potza, L'chayi Balashayi Kamezid, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Rav Acha Barav Poito, and Rav Acha Barav hold that even though Mitzamtzim B'Negei Ritzicha is Chayiv, but Mitzamtzim by Nizokin would be Potza, and Omra Meshasha, my time Davu Da'aba de Poito, that what is the reason of my grandfather who says that Yipata as Amar Kra, as in the Pasuk in Pashas Masai, which was the Makar for the din of Mitzamtzim, the Pasuk states, Oy Be'evi Ko B'yodai V'yomais Moisumas Hamaka Reitzeachu, and therefore we learn Reitzeachu D'chayiv Lon Mitzamtzim, that the only time that you would be Chayiv if you're Mitzamtzim is only by Reitzeach, but Nizokin Lon Chayiv Lon Mitzamtzim, and the Torah is not Mechayiv one that is Mitzamtzim by Nizokin. And as Rashi points out, the Gromam Ba'amhu, the Shimsha Kotli, as Lemaisa, he just tied up this animal and he caused that the animal can't escape. But Lemaisa, this was a grom ba'alma, and grom b'nezokin is potter b'dinei adam v'chay b'dinei shemayim. And keep in mind that Ravina is not being chulik on Rav Acha by Rav, and Ravina certainly doesn't hold that generally grom b'nezokin is going to be chayiv, and he just holds that based on Xeris HaKosov, the Torah teaches us that mitzamtzim b'negeir ritzicha is going to be chayiv misa b'dei adam. Based on Kal V'Chaima, we learn that the same would apply b'negeir mitzamtzim by nezokin, and even though if it would be a different type of grumma, the din would be that grumma b'nezokin would be potter. And the Gemara continues, and some have a gersa of a simin, which is Rav, Chama, and Ari, which are the three different memories that will be discussed by Rava. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rava, the Rava taught us, kafta yomis b'rav potter, that if Reuven ties Shimon up, and then Shimon dies from hunger, then Reuven will be potter. And Ayin Rashi, the b'shosha kafta in kandvariga, as at the time they tied him up, the thing that would actually kill Shimon was not there. And the hunger came by itself. As in that case, the water and the fire were already there, and Reuven prevented Shimon from escaping. Even if Shimon was already hungry at the time that he was tied up, however, even as we'll see in a moment. And the Gemara continues with the second din of Rava, the Amar Rava, Kaftei Bechama Omeis, Betzino Omeis Chayiv, that if Reuven ties up Shimon and he left Shimon in the heat of the day and it was already very hot and then Shimon dies, or Reuven tied Shimon up and he placed him in a very cold area and then Shimon dies, then Reuven will be Chayiv. And as Tesis pointed out, that in these cases, Kvan Nafla Lov Chama Shiroi Lomuspa, and the cold was already that cold that if he stayed exposed to this type of cold, that Shimon would die from this weather, and therefore Reuven is chayiv. However, Rava continues that if Reuven ties up Shimon and he places him in an area where this time of the day the sun is not there and it's not yet very hot or it's not very cold yet, however, Seif Chab Malavai, the sun will eventually get to that point. Certainly, if Shimon remains there, Shimon will die from the eventual heat, or in a case where it's during the daytime and it's warm, but during the night it will get very cold, and certainly if Shimon remains in that area, then he will die from the freezing cold. And even so, in these cases, Rava says that Reuven will be potter. Rashi explains, Shloya hayahurig mezuman lahariga v'gramahu ve'ein dinu masal bezdin el l'shemayim, and ayin taisis dinu masal seif chamalavai, with taisis bothered that we previously stated that if someone's mitzamtzim, then they're chayiv, even though it's also considered a grama. And taisis explains, l'rabi rachmana mitzamtzim, that the Torah is only mechadesh, that a person is chayiv misa if they're mitzamtzim, el b'makam shehischo b'ya hazakvar, only in a case where the thing that would be mazik is already there and is already in place, and for example, the person was already in the water or the person's head was already in the fire. However, in our case, since it's seif chab malavai or seif stin malavai, therefore Reuven will be potter and the gzeiras hakasev doesn't apply. And although we won't get into the point, it's very important to note that Taisis goes through the sugya based on the man the omer m'sechtes baba kama of isha mishum chitzav or isha mishum m'maynai, and ayin Taisis who points out umiyum kafter b'fnim v'viu b'makmish seif chab malavai v'seif stin malavai nearer the chayiv l'mad the omer isha mishum chitzav ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, V'omer Rava, and Rava teaches us a third din, Kafta Lufnei Ari Pata, that if Reuven ties Shimon up and he places him in front of a lion, then Reuven will be Pata. However, Lufnei Yetushin Chayiv, if Reuven ties up Shimon and he puts him in an area with a lot of gnats or mosquitoes and Shimon dies, then Reuven will be Chayiv Misa. Ayin Rashi, who's Mechalik between the case of Ari and the case of Yetushin, as Kafta Lufnei Ari Pata, the Nami Loi Hoye Kafos, as even if Shimon would not be tied up, Loi Yochel Hasla he wouldn't have been able to save himself from this lion. And the Mefarshim explained that Lefi Rashi, we have to explain that Reuven was able to escape as this lion already knew Reuven, and therefore Reuven was able to escape. However, in the case where Reuven tied up Shimon in an area where there were a lot of mosquitoes, in that case, Reuven would be chayiv, as Lemaisa, if Shimon would not have been tied up, then Shimon would have been able to escape. However, Ayin Taisis Diba Maskol Kaftul Fnei Ari Pata Ein Chil Beidi Tushin Ari El Mishtumun Tistam Ari Adayin Lehiskel Lachba Bay, Shim Kofitz Kfa'alo Ari, Lo Yochlus Asik Lichvesai, and therefore Reuven is Potter, as this is similar to the previous case of Seif Chamalavai, and at this time the Hezek did not yet start and did not yet begin. However, Taisis continues, Avastam Yetushin Kfa'as Chilu Lipolov, but when the game mosquitoes, some of the mosquitoes immediately went on to Shimon, the Avagad the Hani Ozli, the Hani Osu, Kasava Leishna, but Rava Ho, hold that there's no chilut between these mosquitoes and other mosquitoes, as l'maisa, this hezek came from this group and this swarm of mosquitoes, and therefore Reuven b'chayiv as kvas chilu lavoi, and therefore it's included in the gzeiras hakasev of mitzamtzim, and therefore it's considered as if Reuven killed Shimon and Reuven is chayiv misa. However, the Gemara tells us on this last din of Rava, the Rav Ashi argues in Rava, and Rav Ashi Amar afilu l'fnei yitushinami pata, that even if Reuven would tie up Shimon and place him in an area with a lot of mosquitoes, then Reuven would still be pata, as hani ozli v'hani osu, as l'maisa, the mosquitoes that originally were on Shimon are not the same mosquitoes that eventually killed Shimon, and therefore this case would also be considered like a case of seif cha malavai, and ayin rashi hani ozli v'hani osu, v'loi meis alidei yitushinami shayinim shayinim mechonim sham, shakamakitais avru olav, and ayin ran, that although Rav Ashi holds that each mosquito is a different barrier and gufa mechalokin, however l'maisa, Rava holds that just like when you have a bunch of water, although each drop of water is considered a separate drop, but ultimately by gathering together, it's considered the same flow of water. And certainly in the case of water, the Mishnah taught us if he was kavish lovel teicha mayim or teicha orav ein yochel alus mishamu meis that is chayiv. So the same din would apply b'negei a swarm of mosquitoes that we look at it as one guf and we don't look at it as separate entities. Therefore, this is considered like the standard din of mitzamtzim that's makom shehischol by hezekvar, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv. The Gemara now continues and brings machlekes between Rav and Rav Zera, as itma we learned kafal of gigas. Reuven takes a barrel and places it over Shimon's head, and now Shimon suffocates based on lack of air, and Shimon dies, or upar lo maziva, or if Shimon is sleeping in a house, and Reuven takes off the roof of the house, and now the freezing cold air comes into the house, and Shimon dies. So there's machlekes between Rav and Rav Zera, chad al mechayiv, chad al mepata. One says that Reuven will be chayiv, and one says that Reuven will be potter. And Ayin places at the bottom of Amid, Dibel Maschel, a couple of gigas, where Taisis explains that this case is a scenario that's right between the case of Seif Chamalavoy and Seif Tzinalavoy and the case of Kafta Bechama or Kafta Bitzina. And as Taisis states, this scenario is Leidomi Leseif Chamalavoy Leseif Tzinalavoy, the Hustle Lekacham Bitzina Klal, as in that case, the heat and the cold was not there at all at this point, and it didn't start at this point, and it only started at a later point, and it's also not similar to the case where we all agree that you would be chayiv misa, and the case that Rabbi brought, where he was kofta b'chama and sina, the hasam kva also alel mikoydom chama v'sina, sheyesh ben kadein l'hamis, as the heat and the cold that was shayich to kill the person was already there at the point that Reuven tied up Shimon, aval hachol leka al ha'ilich m'schazek alav, v'domi l'kofta b'rav, shekva yesh rav ma'at, v'tom m'schazek, as l'maisa, although these elements were not there prior to Reuven placing the barrel on Shimon's head or opening up the rooftop on top of Shimon that was sleeping. However, l'maisa, the moment that he placed the barrel on top of Shimon's head and the moment after he opened up the rooftop, the elements were already there and were already starting to be mazik Shimon. And the Gemara continues to stay in the Rav Huda Amar Pata, that let us bring a raya that Rav is the one that says that in this case Reuven will be Pata. The Amar Rav, as Rav taught us, kafta yumeis b'rav Pata, that if Reuven tied up Shimon and then Shimon died from hunger, and Reuven is potter. And as Taisus explained, that our case of kafal of gigas and imperil of maziva is similar to the case of kafta and meis berav, and therefore we see clearly that Rav holds that Reuven will be potter. And when the Gemara continues, ad rabba pumfaker to stay into Rav Zera who the omer potter, let us bring a riot or Rav Zera's demand the omer that says that Reuven will be potter in this case, as the omer Rav Zera, as Rav Zera taught us, hayman the ayli lechavre bebeis the shesha va'adlek shraga meis chayiv, that if Reuven takes his friend Shimon into a house made of marble, which as Rashi states is sasim b'yosa, and it's completely insulated and airtight, and if Reuven then lights a fire and he locks the door and Shimon can't get out of the house and Shimon dies, then Reuven will be chayiv. And as Rashi states, ve'in hevel or haner yochalotzis b'menu, and therefore Shimon dies from the bad air that's in this house, or as we would say, from the lack of oxygen that's in this house, then Reuven will be chayiv. And the Gemara continues with this raya as time of the adlei shraga, that the only reason why Rav Zera said that Reuven is chayiv because Reuven actually appeared the thing that would actually kill Shimon, and it's muchach holayadikli shrugaloi. But if Reuven did not light a fire and Shimon was just confined in his house, and eventually the oxygen was depleted and therefore Shimon died, then Reuven would be potter. And as Rashi states, holayadikli shruga or meis behevel piv, and based on him breathing in the oxygen, so he depleted the oxygen and dumi the kafal of gigas, and this would be similar to the case where Reuven just placed the barrel over Shimon's head. head and he died behevel piv, and we see that Reb Zira would say that Reuven would be potter. Therefore, l'chiru, you have no raya if Rav or Reb Zira is the man that Omed holds, then our case of kafel of gigas and parvel of maziva, that Reuven would be potter. However, the Gemara states that this is not a raya, and really Rav is the one that would hold that in our case of kafel of gigas or parvel of maziva, that Reuven is potter, and Reb Zira would be the man that Omed that would hold that Reuven is chayiv. Amri hasam v'leishragalim maskel havloi b'shaitei. The reason why Reb Zira states that if you place your friend in a marble home, which is a very large area, then the only way that Reuven would be chayiv is only if he lit a fire. That is because if he didn't light a fire, then the hevel would not start at the point that Reuven placed Shimon into this house, as it takes a long time for the bad air to cause damage to Shimon, and it takes a long time for the oxygen to be depleted from this home, and therefore the hezek didn't even start at the point that Reuven placed Shimon into this home. However, hacha b'lo shraganami maskel havlo b'shaitei, in the case of kafel of gigas, then since it's a very small area, it was only a small barrel that was placed on top of Shimon's head. So the moment that Reuven placed this barrel on Shimon's head, the beit hevel, which is the instrument of death, was already there. In that case, Reb Zira would argue on Rava, and Reb Zira would hold that Reuven would be chayiv. And as the first Rashi and Daf Ayin Zayin Rebbe states, b'shaitei miyad b'shas kfiya maschel v'achkein hilch v'chazak, that even without lighting a fire, immediately the beit hevel started, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv. The Gemara now continues and brings a simon of four different members of Rava: Sulam, Tris, Samonim, and Bekaisel. And the Gemara begins with the first din of Rava: Amar Rava, the Chafay Lebar, Vesulam Lebar, Ubar Acha Vesilkai, Vafilu Hu Kadam Vesilkai Pata, the Be'idid Shadia, Yachalal Yisu, that if Reuven pushes Shimon into a bar and is bad hevel in the bar, and therefore if Shimon stays there for a while, Shimon will die. And at the moment that Reuven pushed Shimon into the bar, there was a ladder standing in the bar that Shimon could have climbed out of, and Lemaisa, a third party, comes and takes the ladder out. And even if Reuven was the one that takes the ladder out, and even if he takes the ladder out prior to Shimon having the opportunity to be able to use that ladder, then Reuven will be potter. As Lemaisa, there is no Maisa Hariga that we could be mechayev Reuven for, as Reuven can't be mechayev Misa based on the fact that he did a Maisa B'Yedayim and he pushed Shimon into the bar, because at the point that he pushed Shimon into the bar, Shimon was not a Bar Hariga, as he could have gotten out of the bar by climbing out of the ladder. We also can't be mechayev Reuven for taking the ladder out of the bar, as that is only a grama ba'alma, and therefore you can't be mechayev Reuven Misa based on that action either. And clearly we see that even though in the case of Mitzamtzem we will be mechayev Reuven, but in our case, since it's all regular grama and there's no tzimtzum involved, therefore Reuven is potter and you can't be mechayev Misa, just be grama ba'alma. The Gemara continues with the second member of Rava: V'amar Rava zark b'cheitz v'tris b'yada yubo achar n'taloi v'afilu hu kadam n'taloi pata d'be'idu d'shadi b'misik piske gire. And Rava also teaches us that if Reuven shoots an arrow at Shimon, and at the moment that Reuven shot that arrow at Shimon, Shimon had a shield in his hand that would have blocked the arrow, and then a third party quickly grabs a shield away from Shimon, even if Reuven is the one that quickly runs and grabs a shield away from Shimon, or as the Meiri says, that the shield that Shimon was holding had a string that was attached to it, and Reuven was holding onto the string, and he pulled the string, and this way he pulled the shield away from Shimon, and even so, Reuven will be potter, as once again, there's no Maisa B'Yedayim that we become Mechayev Reuven for, as originally when Reuven shot the arrow, Shimon was protected as Shimon had a shield, and therefore on that Maisa, we can't be Mechayev Reuven Misa, just for the fact that Reuven took the shield away from Shimon, we can't be Mechayev Reuven either, as that is Grama Ba'alma. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Rava, V'Om Rav, and Rava states, Zarek B'Cheitz V'Samonim B'Yodai, that if Reuven shoots an arrow at Shimon, and Shimon has medicine that potentially could heal him, Ubar Acho Pizron, and then a third party comes and scatters the medicine, Vafilu Hu Kadam Pizron, and even if Reuven was the one that ran and grabbed the medicine from Shimon and he scattered the medicine, Potter, then once again Reuven will be Potter, to be Idu the Shodabe Yachlus Rapaisava, as at the point that Reuven shot the arrow, so Shimon was able to be healed, and therefore you can't be Mechayev Reuven Misa for that Misa, and once again you can't be Mechayev Misa to Reuven based on the fact that he scattered the medicine, as ultimately that's Grama, and Reuven will be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains, Hilka Chafilu Samanam Bishok, that based on this Svara, and even if there was medicine that was in the marketplace and was close enough for Shimon to go and get that and potentially be healed, then Reuven would also be Potter. And Amar Rav Acha, Breda Rav Ashi, Nizdam Lo Samanam Amonimau, that what would happen if at the time that Reuven shot the arrow, there was no medicine around. Then after Reuven shot the arrow, Shimon found medicine. But as Rashi states, V'loi konon, v'loi ripasmai, and Shimon did not avail himself of this medicine, and he didn't buy the medicine, and he didn't heal himself, then what would be the halacha? And Amalei and Rav Asher responded, Rav Acher b'Rei Rava, Hariyotzim b'Bezen Zakai, that Lemaisa at this point, Shimon could have been healed, and therefore certainly Reuven will not be chayav misa. And Ayin Rashi, Hariyotzim b'Bezen Zakai, claim a hoil v'kredim amdu b'din, matzalei zechus, in lanu l'chayvai. And the Gemara continues with the fourth member of Rava, v'Amar Rava, and Rava stated, Zarek Tzorah b'kleisel v'chazur l'acharel v'hargo chayiv, that if Reuven intends to kill Shimon, and he throws a stone against the wall, and based on Reuven's koyach, it hits the wall, now bounces off the wall, and it kills Shimon, then Reuven will be chayiv. And Rashi points out, d'honami koychehu, as certainly this is not a grammar, as this is based on Reuven's koyach, and as if Reuven killed Shimon b'yadayim, and Reuven killed Shimon through his own power. And the Gemara continues with Tana Tuna, and we could bring a raya to this last din of Rava from the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us, kagoyin elu hamasachim b'kadosh shahargu b'mezin nerogim b'shoyi goylin. And as Rashi states, regilin tinoikis lahakris hakadosh b'koysel b'koyach, that there was a standard game where children would throw a ball against the wall with force, kadesh tachsel acharei habe, and this way the ball would go very far off the wall, ulaachas shazurik who rots, and after Reuven threw the ball against the wall, he would run, v'chaveru ichas hakadosh, and then Shimon would catch the ball, mako isibo im yochel chaven hahud zurik b'koysel. Then Shimon would try to throw the ball at Reuven, ashmin on tano dim niskaven shetahargis chaveru b'chazuros lacharei. If when Reuven threw the ball, he intended that it should hit the wall and it should ricochet off the wall and it should hit Shimon and it should kill Shimon, then if Reuven did so b'mezid, then Reuven would be chayiv misa. And if Reuven did so b'shogeg, then Reuven would go to galus. And clearly we see that even though the ball was thrown off of a wall, that Reuven would be chayiv, as it's considered his koyach that killed Shimon. The Gemara now continues and asks b'shogeg goylim pshita, the lechiru the din of the brisa that stated that he would go to galus if he did so b'shogeg is pashut. And the Gemara responds that in a chinami that din of the brisa is pashut, but b'mezin that rogan istrichle, and the chiddush of the brisa is in a case where Reuven was intentionally trying to kill Shimon by throwing the ball against the wall and trying to hit Shimon and kill Shimon. And the chiddush is ma'or detemas ra safiku as miyemed the hadra kamash malon, as one may have thought that l'maisa anyone that gave an asra to Reuven that said that you shouldn't throw the ball against the wall as potentially will kill Shimon, that would be asra safik, as l'maisa it's not shayach for Reuven to know that he would be able to actually hit Shimon. However, kamash malon that l'maisa since Reuven intended to try to kill Shimon, then even though it's not for certain they will actually be able to aim perfectly and kill Shimon, but ultimately if he aims perfectly and the ball actually hits Shimon and kills Shimon, so Reuven will be chayav misa. And the Gemara continues, Tani Rav Tachlifa b'Amarava kamed Ravo. Rav Tachlifa b'Amarava learned the following brisa in front of Ravo, kagoyin elu hamasachim b'kadosh shahargoy, that for example those people that are playing ball and they kill someone, then toich aba amas pato and chutz la aba amas chayiv, that if the ball hits someone within 4 amas of the wall, then if Reuven did so b'shogeg, he would be pato from galus. However, if the ball hits someone and it's further than 4 amas away from the wall, then if Reuven did so b'shogeg, then it'll be chayiv to go to galus. And the Gemara continues to explain this brisa as Amli Ravina Ravashi, as Ravina asked Ravashi hechi dami, that what is the case of the brisa? Either konichale afilu portanami, as if Reuven's original intention was that the ball should not go so far and should actually land within 4 amos, then certainly he should be chayiv galus, even if the person was killed within 4 amos of the wall. Either loy nichale afilu tuvanami loy, and if he didn't want the ball to travel so far, then even if the person was standing more than 4 amos away from the wall, and for example Reuven only wanted the ball to travel 4 amos, and meanwhile it went further than 4 amos, then Reuven should be pata. And why would Reuven be chayiv to go to galus? And as Rashi states, afilu tuvanami yosim midal amis lipata v'le niskal machshavtoi da amamar, and as we learned from Mesechus Makos on Dav Zayin Beis, v'ashel leitzada prat lemiskavin lizuk shtayim v'zorik dalid, and almo kivin le nichle denezel loy, that he would not be chayiv to go to galus. And the Gemara explains, amalei the Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, stam mesachim mekador kama da'ili tfei menech nichle, and as Rashi explains that the whole purpose of the game was for Reuven to make sure that the ball would travel as far away from the wall as possible, and this way when Shimon catches the ball he would not be able to throw it back and hit Reuven. And if so, when Reuven is getting ready to throw the ball, he gets as close as possible to the wall in order to be able to hit the wall with much more power, and this way the ball will travel further away from the wall, and certainly his kavana is that it shouldn't land within 4 amis of the wall, and it should land further than 4 amis away from the wall, and that's why if the ball ultimately lands within 4 amis of the wall and kills Shimon, that's within 4 amis of the wall, then Reuven will be punished from Golis, as certainly that wasn't his original intent. However, if the ball travels further than 4 amis and it hits Shimon further than 4 amis away from the wall, then that was the original intent of Reuven, and although Reuven kills Shimon b'shogeg, but the Maisa Reuven will be chayiv to go to Golis. And we explained our Gemara based on Rashi that our Gemara is referring to Reuven being chayiv or potter from Golis, and Ayin Rashi that brings down a second shot as istam and farshi hay chayovim peturim in Misa or chagoyin shehisrubai, and the Gemara is talking about a case where they already warned Reuven that he would be chayiv Misa if he would actually throw the ball against the wall and hit Shimon. And Ayin in the top taste that points out like mistava lefarish klal le'in yachiv Misa b'mezid the ikoy gavra teich abba ames b'isur bay v'kibul or basra amai potah havadim miskavenu, and certainly if there was a asra and Reuven was mekabel the asra and then he threw the ball against the wall and he hit Shimon, then it must be that was his kavana, and therefore certainly Reuven will be chayiv Misa, and therefore Taisa states el niril kiloshin rishon shepirish bekuntris the le'in golus ayri ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues lemeimer dechay gavna koychehu, that are you saying that if someone throws something against the wall that it's considered your koyach and therefore you'd be chayiv Misa? But v'rmini Yali asks you a question for the Mishnah Maseches Para, and as we know the pasuk tells us v'lochul atomei me'afas shreifas achatos v'nasan lo mayim chayim el kali, that when preparing the mayim of the para aduma in order to spray on a person or a kli that's tomei meis, then you have to place the ashes of the para aduma on top of the water, and it has to be done intentionally, and it has to be done with the koyach of a person, as the Rambam states in Pirish Mishnayis and Mesechus Parah in Perek Vav in Mishnah Aleph, Tzarech shehehu atzmoyim ma'achei bein amayim va'efer, avlam nofal ha'efer al yodoi, oy al defen ha'kli, va'achach nofal al mayim, oy shenishbach ha'efer min ha'kli shaloi l'teich ha'mayim, ein ilam mayim ha'kudoshin, v'hu kiddush posol. The Mishnah Mesechus Parah tells us, ha'mekadesh v'nofal kiddush al yodoi, oy al atzad, va'achach nofal l'sheikah is posol, that if one is trying to be mekadesh the mayim of the Parah Aduma and is trying to make a proper hegdish, and the ashes of the Parah Aduma fell onto his hand or onto the side of the kli that has the mayim chayim in it, and only afterwards did it fall into the kli, then the mayim chayim would not be kadosh and it would not be considered proper mechatos. And at this point, the Gemara's havmina is that this fell into the kli based on the koyach of Reuven, and although the ashes hit his hand first or hit the kli first, but ultimately it still went into the kli based on his original koyach, and therefore we see that once something that was going based on someone's koyach hits another item, then even if it's continuing based on the original koyach, but that's still considered as if it's broken from his original koyach, and therefore the mayim chayim is pasul. And similarly in our case, he should not be chayim misa, as it's not considered like his koyach killed this person. However, the Gemara answers hachar b'yiskin and b'shoy says that in a chenami, the Mishnah Maseches Parah is not referring to a case where the ashes actually fell into the kli based on his original koyach, but it actually dropped onto the kli or dropped onto his other hand, then the ashes dripped into the kli by its own koyach, and certainly the mayim chayim would be pasul. However, in a chenami, if the force of his original koyach would have been the reason why it actually fell into the kli, then certainly the mayim chayim would be kosher. And similarly in our case, even though Reuven threw the ball against the wall, well, the maisa, the koyach of Reuven is what killed Shimon, and therefore Reuven would be chayim misa. And the Gemara continues and brings another raya from another Mishnah in Maseches Parah, as Tashma, as we learned in the Mishnah, Machat Shei Nesun Al Acheres, that if Reuven had a needle that became Tamei Meis and he places it on a piece of earthenware in order to pour the Mayim Chayim onto the needle in order to make it tar, and then he poured the Mayim Chayim, and his intent was that the Mayim Chayim should spill directly onto the needle, and even though now that he checks, the needle is wet, but Safek Al Machat Hiza, Safek Al Acheres Hiza Umitzala, but he's not sure if the water went directly onto the needle or potentially it went onto the earthenware kli and then it bounced off and it went onto the needle. And the Mishnah teaches us has asa pasul, that his azor would be pasul. And l'chayra we see from here that even though when it bounced off the cheres, it was still based on his original koyach, and we still do not consider that his action and his koyach, and therefore it's not considered a valid azor. And therefore in our original case of Rava of Zarek Tzor B'Kaisel the Chazur L'Acherer B'Har Targa, that how can we say that Reuven will be chayiv if it should no longer be considered his koyach and therefore not considered his maisa? And how could it be that if Reuven did so b'mezid, that he'd be chayiv misa, and if he did so b'shogig, he'd be chayiv to go to galus? And once again, the Gemara gives a similar teretz as Amrav Chinna Bar Yehuda Mishmei Durav Motze Itma. Now, though the gesa that we had in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah of Safik Alacheres Hiza Umitzala, and it was mashma that it was Reuven's power that caused the mechatas to hit off the klicheres and go on to this needle. Well, the maisa, the proper gesa should be that Safik Alacheres Hiza Umitzala, that potentially it hit the cheres and then it stayed there and then it dripped onto the needle and he found it on the needle. And Einachanami, the way that the mechatas got onto the needle was not through the koyach of Reuven, and it was only because it dripped onto the needle, and certainly in that case there would be a tzad that the hazor would be puzzled. And therefore in that Mishnah there's actually three possibilities. It was one possibility that when Reuven took the Mayim Chayim and poured it onto the needle, it actually went directly onto the needle. The second tzad was that he poured it onto the earthenware kli and it bounced off the earthenware kli based on his koyach, and it then went onto the needle, and the hazor should also be kosher. But there's also a tzad that he poured it onto the earthenware kli and then it dripped off the earthenware kli and it then went onto the needle and it wasn't based on his koyach at all. And because it is suffix, the Mishnah states that has a asay puzzle and the needle is still tamei mace. However, in the case of Rava or in the case of the Brisa of Kagoyin Elu HaMesachim B'Kadosh HaHargo, in that case certainly even though the ball was thrown against the wall, but ultimately the ball is still traveling based on the koyach of Reuven, and therefore if Reuven did so b'mezid, then he'll be chayav misa, and if he did so b'shogeg, then he'll be chayav to go to Golus. And Ayin Rashi Motze Itma Lav Loshem Mitzoy Dehavei HaTazik Tani El Loshem Mitzia Klima HaZoh Nimtza Alea Ve'in Yedua Im B'tchila Hiza Alea Oy Chazem Yikoyach Chitoz Oy Shem Loi Zev Loi Zeh El Al Acheres Hiza V'hoi Medroin V'holcho HaZoh Al Machat Deleka Koyach Eklal Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Omer HaPapa Hayman Nekafti Lechavrei V'ashka Alea Bitka Demaya Giri Didehu U'mechayiv, that if Reuven ties up Shimon next to a river, and as Rashi says, he ties both his hands and his feet, and then Reuven makes a hole in a dam or opens up a dam, and the water now rushes onto Shimon and it kills Shimon. So it's considered as if Reuven shot an arrow at Shimon, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv. And as Rashi states, Giri Didehu Hein Hein Chitzav V'Areu Kizarek Bechetz Ruchim Mefarish For Ozel Shamayim Boyim Mekoyach Rishon Olam Miad. And as the Gemara will explain, that we're talking about a scenario where Shimon was right next to the dam, and the moment that Reuven opened up the dam, the water rushed onto Shimon, and therefore it's considered Koyach Rishon, and Reuven would be chayiv. And as the Gemara continues, Hani Mili B'Koyach Rishon, and this specifically in a case where the water rushed onto Shimon based on Koyach Rishon, and the Hezek immediately began after Reuven removed the dam or made a hole in the dam. However, but if Reuven would have tied Shimon up at a point that is much further away from the river, then when the water actually reaches Shimon, that would only be considered Koyach Sheni, and it would be considered a grumma, and Reuven would not be chayiv. And as Rashi states, Al B'Koyach Sheni Shenichu Rocha Ksas V'Lei Nofla Mayim Yad B'Tzeisa Mikud Rasein Alav El Acha Mikad Hochu Al Mokam Shu Sham Grumma Hu V'Lei Mikoychai. And Ayin Rashi Mesef Leschul and Adap Tazayin, that Rashi states Koyach Rishin Shekashu Samach Hesvasa Mayim V'Kivin Shenokav Nekav B'Svasa Mayim Miyad Bo HaMayim Lepiv, that immediately the water went into Shimon's mouth. Al B'Koyach Sheni Shekashu B'Rochoik V'Mayim Hochu Sham Afal Pishin Nokav Nekav, that even though Reuven made the hole, the Hafkul Sham, and he diverted the water into that area, Pato de Grom Valmu Ayin Sham, and Ayin Rishonim that discuss why this din is different than the case of Rava and Amid Aleph, where Reuven took away the shield from Shimon, and Reuven was Pato. And they explain, as over here, the water is up against the dam, and immediately when Reuven removes the dam or makes a hole in the dam, then the water immediately rushes through. However, in the case of the shield, even though Reuven took away the shield, the arrow was not there at that moment, and the shield isn't connected to the hezek and isn't holding the arrow back, and therefore Reuven is potter. And finally, the Gemara brings Amar Papa Zarek Tzor L'Maylo V'Hoch L'Tzadon V'Harga Chayiv, that if Reuven throws a rock into the air and he throws it on an angle, and the stone then travels a bit to the side and it hits Shimon and it kills Shimon, then Reuven will be chayiv. And Amulei Marbar Vashi L'Rapapa and Marbar Vashi Es R'Papa My Taima, that what is the reason that he is saying that Reuven is chayiv Mishum the Koychayhu, as you consider this the Koych of Reuven, but L'Chayra I Koychay Tezel Le'el, that if it's based on his Koych, then the stone should continue traveling upwards, and it must be that his Koych already ended. And really, what actually actually killed Shimon was the force of gravity that caused the stone to now fall back to the ground. And why would it be that Reuven is chayiv? And we continue on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph, and Rav Papa responded to Mar Bar Ashi, V'ilav Koichehu Tezel L'tachas, and if you're correct that Reuven's koich actually ceased and was completed, then certainly this stone should not have gone to the side. Instead, based on the force of gravity, it should have fallen in a direct line and should have fallen straight down. Therefore, by the fact that it actually went to the side, there must be a koich kachashu, that Reuven's koich is still in the stone, and even though most of the koich already waned and therefore it started falling down, but ultimately some of Reuven's original koich was still propelling the rock to its side, and that's why it fell to his side and hit Shimon, and therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv because Reuven killed Shimon with his koich. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, el koich kachashu ein a koich chazak el tzatz koich yeshkan v'hai blei oz le'el mishum shekol a koich chayzak hazrika v'evin chayzeres la'aretz based on gravity ava adayin hilechas him and mixas koichai, and therefore Reuven is chayiv. And Ayin Rashi at the bottom of that Ayin Zayin Abayz v'hochlu tzadim derech nefilasa shalei nafla kenegdoi el kshichayzeres la'aretz hayisim esrachekas la'tzadim. And Rashi points out, but in the Chanami, even Rav Papa would agree that if the stone went up and then came down directly in a straight line, then certainly Reuven would be pata, as the lav koyachu elohi chayzeres la'aretz ma'aleha, and the only reason why the rock is coming back to earth is based on the force of gravity, and Reuven's original koyach actually completely dissipated. In that case, Reuven would be pata, and we will stop over here.